Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hello, everybody. It's us.
Who's Zooming who?
Nobody's Zooming anybody today.
After watching this episode, I don't want to Zoom anybody ever again.
I cannot believe last week we forgot to talk about the end of the episode. We didn't even touch on the fact that Steve punched Dylan in the face.
Oh, right. Because I don't care.
No, I must have stopped. I had to go back today and watch the end of the last episode because I was like, what are they talking about?
Why is his hand all busted up?
Yeah. But there it was. I guess Steve gave him what a punch that was, huh? So bad that he had to wrap up his hand.
Sucker. It was a bit of a sucker punch, but there was a big old slap in this.
Why do they always make? Why do punches always make that sound on TV?
Does they add the sound?
Is that what a punch sounds like?
No, wait, what?
Like.
I've never been punched. Have you?
Remember, pow. What was that from? Wait, Batman.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So, yeah.
Bluey.
Kablooey.
No, not kablooey.
Wait, I have to apologize to Merle the Pearl because I messed it up. So I'll only be but a second. I thought that Almanza Wilder and Merle the Pearl were the same guy, and they're not.
Oh, Merle the Pearl was older?
They're just not the same actor.
Alonzo Wilder was the brunette.
And that is Dean Butler.
But I'm so confused. I'm so glad we're talking about this again because I cared so much about it last time. So this is great.
But the voices were loud on social. They called me out.
We are moving on from that, Amy. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You can make mistakes. It's okay.
Voices were loud. Oh, on social telling you that Catherine Cannon is married to someone else. Not. Wow. That's, wait.
Similar.
So you're saying we did a great job? on last week's episode that that's what they were focused on?
Yeah, they loved you guys. They had all some critique for me, which I will take to heart.
Love it.
Amy, they just like to put that, I'll tell you why. They write that stuff in there because they know you read it.
Every single one. Every single one.
Because all we ever hear when we go out in public is, I love Amy.
This is true.
Swear to God.
At 90s Con, Rachel, they were everyone. Not even talking about us. To us. It was about you.
Well, they love you guys, but I love this episode.
So you love this episode.
That's the difference in you and Tor. Okay. Wait, let's talk about it. Season 5, episode 8, Things That Go Bang in the Night, aired October 26, 1994.
Okay, synopsis. Claire and David head to Barstow. Griffin gets slapped by Donna Martin. Ray Pruitt, a.k.a. Pumpkinhead, comes to the rescue. Steve gives Valerie one more chance while Kelly wishes she would leave. Andrea is caught between her values and her love for Jesse, and Halloween takes a really scary turn when Dylan discovers hard drugs and a loaded gun, while Brandon shows us the true meaning of friendship.
Directed by Jason Priestley. Written by Chip Johansson. I didn't know Jason directed this until just now.
Did you feel like it kind of wasn't a Jason-directed episode?
It was a bit more serious than his usual sort of...
I didn't get it. Yeah.
And very standstill. He likes his shots, and it was just all, like, pretty basic shots. But okay.
The part that rang true is the Barstow stuff. That felt very Jason Priestley.
Well, we are now in full-blown Halloween, which is good.
Yep.
Because we are in full-blown Halloween.
Is it over yet?
IRL. Yeah. Oof. I like it.
So, how'd you guys feel looking at yourselves in those costumes? Glinda?
I like the costumes. I loved it whenever we wore costumes.
Same. But that is one of my favorite.
Yeah. I don't remember you in this one. I remember you as the mermaid, I think.
I wish when I saw it, I was like, I'd forgotten about that one. Oh, I wish I could forget about it again. But the Glinda was one of my favorite costumes you ever wore on the show.
Oh, I was the good witch.
Glinda was amazing, but Tori, your costume was gorgeous.
I like the kitty cat one.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
There was definitely a joke made. I don't know if you heard it. So when you were wearing the more revealing costume, as
you mean,
I will say.
With the fruit on her head?
How do you juggle it?
That was your first line. When the first time we see Donna in her Conchita La Lara, I don't know what that
Carmen,
outfit is.
Wait, Carmen.
Were you Carmen Miranda?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carmen Miranda costume. Your boobs are real pronounced, and the first thing you say is, I don't know how to juggle it.
I think Jason/Brandon has a nod or a remark like, I'm not even going to answer that.
Of course.
An entendre.
He probably wrote that line. He'll throw that in. That's funny.
You look good, though.
It was the costumes and the decor and the design of this episode, I thought were amazing.
Yeah, I had fun watching the locations, even Barstow, I got to be honest. It's just nice to get out of the Walsh house, out of the Peach Pit.
Like maybe it wasn't Barstow, might have been like Pacoima.
I think it was like, it had to have been close to Joshua Tree because there were Joshua trees aplenty in the background.
Really? You think they drove all the way from
that's
parts?
What I was saying. Why didn't we ever get to go to Joshua Tree?
Oh, that would have been nice.
They
I
were
feel
in the
like
desert.
They got to go nowhere. I feel like it was
well, where did the Joshua Trees come from then?
I don't know.
Chino.
I don't remember that Coima. At all.
It felt out the 10 to me. It just
boy,
felt out
was
the
that storyline stupid, though. Woo! Sorry.
What, just, the alien storyline?
Yep. Real dumb.
I mean, I think I only paused and didn't fast forward through those scenes to one, look at Claire's makeup because it was on point, her lip gloss and her hair, perfect. And Brian's eyes looked really good in this episode.
Brian looked really good in this episode.
He looked hot in this episode. But other than that, I was so bored. I mean, strawberry ice cream's good, but other than that, nope.
Oh, it's just did they go camping to find the aliens so they could do it for the first time?
Okay.
Or I don't know if it was the intent, but there are two standouts for me. Okay. And I forgive me if we've seen it already. Green Defender. It immediately came back to me that that's, I think David drives that car for like a lot of episodes now. I was obsessed with that car.
I love Defenders.
Me too.
Okay, you guys, when you said that, I was like, did I miss a scene? I was like, what's a Defender? I thought we were going to talk like arcade games. Sorry.
So this became an iconic David Silver car. It's a Land Rover Defender. It's green, top removed. And they just brought back the Defender Land Rover. But that car is probably worth a fortune if somebody has that. Yes. That's a 1990s, maybe 80s Defender Land Rover. Amazing car.
Amazing car.
Like, oh.
I just didn't understand why the when they thought the aliens were coming and then they found out it was the satellite dish, why it was glowing green in the sky. That was trickery.
And then they missed the aliens because they were bam chicka bam bowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I felt like I was watching an episode of, it was either Gilligan's Island or Mork and Mindy. I couldn't decide with that. Beelzebub spaceship came on in.
That means devil.
I think that Mork was about to land in the Joshua Tree desert.
Oh, God, those are great references. The other one reminded me of, there's a Brady Bunch episode where they faked an UFO.
100%.
With like a kazoo and like
what a good episode that was.
She loves her Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I do. So do.
We both do. Jenny, are you a Brady Bunch girl like me?
Yes. Every day. Oh, I would watch that.
The silver platters. The silver platters. I digress.
We should just do an episode, a whole talk about Brady Bunch, because I could.
That's going to be our spinoff. Oh, my God.
I would do that. I love it. So this is, that's all we really have to say about David and Claire.
Oh, good. Should we get the other one out of the way, too?
Yeah.
Next. Okay.
Which one?
So we're headed to Andrea and Jesse. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Bless
okay, them. First of all, she looked pretty in this episode.
She looks great. Mm-hmm.
She really did.
A little baby doll dress, her legs. She looks
her
awesome.
Hair looks good. I think it's longer. She's doing good right there.
Yeah. Why is the baby a bunny when it's Halloween?
Well, it's dressed like
I know.
You can dress like a bunny too. For Halloween.
Yeah,
but I was like, wait, is it Easter? Oh, no, it's Halloween. That's okay, right?
But do you think Cindy really kept Brenda's bunny outfit?
No.
Because she said that Andrea was here to borrow Brenda's bunny outfit.
So random. And then she had baby fever again.
I couldn't focus on anything but Cindy's pants. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Oh, my God.
Were they gathered? Did they have pleats?
They were so unflattering. I'm okay. I mean, I'm not a pleat person.
I love a good pleat.
I know you do, but these were beyond pleats. They made her, it was Amy.
Wow, like, you really couldn't focus on anything but her pants.
I was so distracted. She was talking to Abby on the phone and going through a lot with Valerie, and I couldn't focus on anything, but it looked like, you know, something down there.
A little too tight.
I don't think it was her, though. I think it was the pant. She looked like she had penis in her
this
pants.
This is why I don't like high-waisted.
It wasn't that. It was just gathered in the wrong places. It was so distracting. I just don't understand why they have... She's so beautiful, and I feel like they go out of their way to make her not look good now.
They mom her up. They mom her up.
But I don't know.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah. Andrea's got some... She's very conflicted.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that they would have probably talked about this before deciding to have the baby together.
They've had a lot of time.
Major Catholic and she's major Jewish. How's that going to work out? She doesn't want him. She doesn't want that baby to wear a cross.
Right.
I thought she was coming around a bit, too. She's really enjoying the Day of the Dead, which that was the only thing that kind of like, come on, Jim, you've never heard of Day of the Dead? Like, come on. So that was my only thing, like, meh. He was so shocked by Day of the Dead. But I thought she was sort of coming around and sort of enjoying.
She was giving it an effort.
Yeah. And realizing like they can, the baby can be all of the things.
Until grandmama put the cross on it.
Yeah. And then she got a little
shifted. Yeah.
Stressed.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. I feel like they're in trouble.
What gave you that first sign?
They're never getting along.
But it's not a religion thing why he cheats on her, right?
Like, he cheats on her?
Sorry.
Wow. Thanks.
I didn't say cheat.
I'm going to go now. Bye, guys.
I said...
I think it's tough. Like, if we're really going to have that conversation, they're like young. They had dated for like a minute. Now they have a baby.
They're not compatible.
They don't have tons of money. So they're struggling. That's a lot they're dealing with. She's in school. She wants to be a doctor. He's in law school. Like, it's a lot.
It's hard to be such a young mom and have, yeah. It's really hard.
I almost think they gloss over it in the show a bit. I think today that would have been a whole interesting story. They sort of top level it a little and kind of touch on it, but
maybe because it's boring.
It's boring. Yeah. There's not a lot of drama there. It's like kind of.
Yeah. It's too like real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too like serious.
What should we talk about? Well, we've pretty much completed that storyline there.
Now we're getting to my favorites. Although I could have gone a little longer on Barstow.
Really?
Yeah, like that was so stupid, but I loved every second of it. Like, it was so dumb. And like, they're in their lawn chairs and they kind of had a costume change.
It looked really fun. I wanted to go camping. It made me want to go camping.
It was kind of beautiful.
Jason probably liked that storyline the best, because he could do like very something he would have enjoyed. Yeah,
I felt like that was very reminiscent of the commercial shoot, you know, when they were the teeth or whatever that was. Like, it felt that.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
No, what was she dressed in? Oh, like, did she fell over the cavity? Remember?
Yeah, so something. She was like a canker sore or something. I can't remember.
Canker sore.
I thought it was dumb. I agree. But I sort of enjoyed watching it. Like, I had a wonderful time watching this episode. I'm like,
a wonderful time.
A wonderful time.
Wait.
And that, though, the Luke, Jason,
Dylan,
Brandon stuff, I really want to talk about. But we can do that when you want.
Let's do it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Because just last week we were saying, oh my gosh, what happened to their friendship? And then boom.
They're not Brandon friends.
Stepped it up. I know, but I honestly didn't remember. Like, I didn't really understand what was going on. And then they totally explain it here.
Yeah. The part that bothered me is that Brandon says twice, no argument for me there. Like, when Steve's like, I am done with Dylan. And he's like, no argument for me there. And I'm like, you, that's your best friend and like kind of your brother. What?
I was very distracted by Brandon's pants this episode.
Whoa, they were big.
And then it made me remember that's the style he starts going into. And then I was out.
Hammer pants? Were those hammer pants?
They were disgusting is what they are.
Like, those were Dockers like my dad would wear, like size 42.
Why would he choose to wear this?
It distracted me less than Dylan's hair and muscle shirt.
Ugh, I like Dylan the muscle shirt. Dylan looks so hot this episode. What do you mean? Dylan's hair was the best.
To clean it up. I'm just, oh.
What kind of drugs is he doing?
Oh, yeah. What are they? Where are the hard drugs?
She looks down on the table, and there's like giant brown pills on the table.
Oh, it was pills. I was assuming.
Or were they vials? I couldn't tell what that was. Maybe it was vials.
Like fiber pills? Okay. Like he was constipated?
No, but he woke up all sleepy and groggy, and then like switcheroony. He was high as a kite and like all jittery and amped out.
Cocaine. It feels like cocaine.
But why wouldn't they show that?
I don't know.
The dude at the pool hall.
Oh my God, with the eyebrows.
He's bad news. I liked him. I liked
him. Yeah. I wrote down, who is this joker?
I liked him.
Who is this joker?
He's the drug dealer. Hello, they always look like that.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you guys. That drug dealer is somebody really famous.
I know. Oh my God. I recognized his face.
It's number one. It's Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes!
Also known as the White Lotus.
Oh, my God. Yes. I knew I loved him.
Oh, wait, what's his real life name?
John Grease, I think.
Oh, he is so good. I hope he's in more. I hope that Dylan develops a real bad drug problem so we get to see him more.
Well, next week's intervention, I feel like it's over. Boom.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Can we talk about the Luke Perry's performance? Yeah. Maybe a bit dramatic, but really good. Like really, really, really good.
Really good.
I just didn't like it when they were in the peach pit yelling. Like that's their place of business. I don't think that would have happened there on the stool at the bar.
It's counter so there. Hard to watch anybody yell at Nat. It's so disrespectful. He's such a father figure, and it's just so gross.
I was oddly turned on.
When he was yelling at Nat?
I just like when he exhibits very bad behavior. I don't know why. Like, his bad boy, like, mad at everybody, like, anger. Like, I don't know.
It's compelling to watch, but it's gross.
I'm done with it. I want him to be nice again.
I'm done. He's better as a good guy. And, like,
and I'm very concerned the hero. About him.
Oh, with a gun?
All of it.
Whoa, the gun. And then he points it right at the camera.
And the children? And there's children? Like, it was so...
Why do the children go around back to Aga's house? They usually do that from the front? Those kids were little hooligans.
Yeah, but when he shot the skeleton in the chair, that was like...
But he has gone off his rocker.
Literally.
And I do like that, even though I think Brandon's not a great best friend, because I actually think Steve and Brandon are best friends. They seem to be
much
more
loyal.
That's
just your fantasy.
Well, truth. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, truth, Dory.
Yep.
Like, Brandon coming back and then staying there, I liked all that a lot.
I did, too. Was that? Did you look up the driver's license number or license? What? That's such a you thing.
That's such a me thing.
I know. I thought when I heard Brandon say that, I'm like, oh, Amy's
looking this up. He totally did call out his license plate because he was going to call the cops.
Sorry.
And he was like, do it. Like, here's my license plate.
Yeah, I was like,
eesh. Brandon's doing tough love now, and I'm for it.
I just sort of felt like, yeah, it was really good of him to stay. Because clearly Dylan need to be washed over, but I don't understand why he picked that uncomfortable chair to sit in.
Next to the skeleton.
Yeah. Like
he's symbolic. I really want it. Like, this is what I want it to happen. That he went over and Dylan and they embraced and Dylan broke down and Brandon was like, I got you. I don't know. I wanted to see them hug, but Dylan was passed out and Brandon was in the uncomfortable chair. So that's it.
I think we're not ready for that. The thing that I think is interesting is Steve and Brandon are talking, right? Mm-hmm. And Steve is so upset that Dylan has like two-timed him. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if Dylan really knew what was going on or not going on with Steve and Valerie, right? And then you've got Brandon who's like, no complaints for me or no argument for me. When it's like, Brandon, you stole this same guy's girlfriend. Ish. Like, yeah, you were broken up, but like there's a lot of sort of like hypocrisy happening.
Yeah, and it's like the guys are being worse to each other than the girls now.
You're right.
The tables have turned.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Guys are supposed to be simple, right? It's girls that do stuff to each other. Oh my gosh. 90210.
Steve's quite willing to forgive Valerie. And I understand that Brandon asked him to, and like
because she's
always got all these problems.
That's not. I didn't think he would have done that.
Me
too. I think
he
would have taken Steve longer to get over that.
Me too. He's hurt.
And Dylan did know. Dylan does know that he's always like saying like, "Oh, go hang out at the sorority house, like the frat house, Steve." Like he's always making.
He's mean to Steve.
He's mean to everyone.
But you guys, he's an addict. He's not in a place to understand anything right now.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not a trained therapist, although I wish I was. I would love somebody to like really do a deep dive on the boys of this show. Like the Steve, Brandon, Dylan, love/anger triangle. Like there is some complexities with those relationships that like we kind of gloss over because it's 90210. But like, wow, there's some real like something going on there.
Mm-hmm. They love each other underneath it all.
Yep.
Yeah, they're brotherly, maybe that's a good way to say it.
Brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, let's not Valerie. I have a lot to say.
What does she keep coming around for?
Thank you.
She likes the abuse.
It's abusive.
Or the nookie nook. Because, yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, sometimes girls like that, like Val's character, like to be abused. That makes them feel somehow
and especially
worthy.
It kind of tracks. She comes from this challenging family, you know, like I know I'm going deep, but it's like she got this whole challenging family. Everyone hates her, as she thinks.
Apparently she has a brother, sister, and a brother.
Yeah.
So, allegedly, once you have a trauma bond, you just redirect it onto other people over and over and over until you break it.
Well said, Tori. Like, well said. And her mom doesn't want her home because the mom's going through this stuff. So she's feeling rejected.
Yeah.
She's sort of semi-rejected by Jim and Cindy, but yet, no, we'll keep you. Because we know your parents before you were born. It's not like we love you, we're going to take care of you. It's like, it's our obligation.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought she'd made a turn. Cake, the spider cake. And being sweet. And then she goes right back to Dylan.
Why was the spider cake shaped like a volcano?
I thought it was supposed to show like, DIY, like she didn't do great, but she tried her best. Like, no, or did they just screw it up when they made it?
I don't know. I was waiting for it to like explode or something exciting, but it didn't do anything.
No.
While we're on it, I wanted to be at that party. First of all, apple bobbing is so gross and unsanitary. But otherwise,
hey, like, how about that shot though, Jason Priestley? That under the water shot.
Yeah.
Really now good. That makes sense.
But that party looked amazing. You got all the cute fraternity boys and sorority girls. And then there you've got like Ray / Jamie Walters singing a Halloween ditty looking all
Wait,
hot.
Wait, but also like, that ditty was not very appropriate. If I was the mom of one of those kids, I'd be like, can you stop singing about being buried? dead bodies being buried? The worms crawling in their eyeballs and things? Like...
And that little Tommy was so cute.
Oh my gosh. All I could think is, wow, I bet he's so cute now. Yes, well, I guess not now.
He was a stud.
Well, like 10 years after that. I forget. It's 30 maybe years
so
later.
Cute. Yeah. You know, the Griffin and Ray thing is like, oh, mother.
Yeah. Well, it's their friends. Like, how do they get together in those scenes? So conveniently.
Like, not really treating Donna great.
No. I agree. She shouldn't have gone with either. I don't know. I actually liked Griffin in this one. Like, I was like, about Griffin in this one. I was like, oh, maybe because he became, like, a super dick. And then I liked him.
Well, I'm like, he
wasn't
sweet.
Nice at all.
And then
pathological tease. I like that.
He was way too harsh.
But I like that term. I'm a pathological tease. All right. Like, what the hell?
And he said, I should never waste my time on you. What did he say? I should have. I don't know what he said, but it was rude.
He had a whole thing. And that was
rough.
That was a slap. His face wasn't even red. I feel like I hit him real hard.
Do you remember doing that slap scene?
I do. But I remember at that time, like thinking, because like the whole thing was new with like, I'm like Griffin and Ray, Casper and Jamie. And like Jamie and I had just like started hanging out. And I was like, oh, like he's going to drive up. So I'm really going to haul off and like smack this guy and then run in my sexy cat outfit and look cool. And then we just ended up being friends. But I remember thinking that like in my head, like, do I look hot doing this? Like, ugh. I'm not a slapper.
Yeah, it was a good slap. I don't mind the storyline. It's just these guys are mean.
Both of them, yeah. Oh, both. You guys, I have a question. So when Ray takes Donna and he's like, I want to something I've been working on. Mm-hmm. And he comes back. They cut the scene, so he doesn't do the song.
Oh, wait, yeah, wasn't he going to sing a song to her?
The scene doesn't end there, you guys. He does a whole song. So I was so confused.
In the real show.
In the real show. So I kept going back thinking, did I remember it wrong? And he's like, I want you to hear something I've been working on. And it's a song he's written about her. And it was so weird because it just cut. Like he comes back.
They couldn't clear it.
The truck.
Dang it. I wanted to hear that song.
But that song.
Yeah, we should look at the DVDs.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's a song he goes on to sing at the Peach Pit After Dark to her. So I don't understand why they couldn't clear it. So that means it's never going to be cleared on the show.
I wonder if it's not going to be in the Peach Pit After Dark stuff either. I know. But they could sure clear that spooky song.
The worms crawl.
The worms crawl in. The worms crawl
out. What's that thing when it's like happy birthday? Where it's like public domain.
Remember? That used to be a thing. We couldn't sing happy birthday, but now you can.
Yeah, it's public domain now.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be.
Where does he take you? Do you remember in real life where you shot that? I know that's like a hard question.
The Overlook?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, was that a real Overlook or was just that a backdrop?
Oh, don't break my heart, Jenny.
I think Jen's right.
So sad it's fake.
I don't remember.
God.
It's like a back alley. I don't know.
Sometimes you guys go to the real places.
We do.
Yeah, like Joshua Tree. We don't.
I'm telling you, they did.
Or San Francisco.
Where did they go? Actually, you're right. Jason directed it, so I'm sure they did go. Okay, fair.
Yeah, and just wait. Soon some people go to Hawaii. I don't.
You were invited.
I would have gone if I could.
She was giving birth yos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Wait, where were we filming the frat house? Because we did a lot of exteriors.
I wanted to know that too.
Do you remember? It felt like it was over the hill.
Westwood. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. It looks Westwoody.
Are you sure? I felt like it was somewhere near Occidental. It wasn't?
Oh, you think it was way out there where CU is?
Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. It looked that looked real to me. That all looked really good. That sort of is what the front of a fraternity house really looks like.
Oh, yeah. I think I know. In Pasadena. No. No.
Mm.
Pasadena. That could be. That could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the Walsh house.
Do you guys like remember this at all? Like,
remember
can you
what?
Remember this era? I feel like Tori, you like came a little decade? Bit more. No, just this time period.
I remember, I remember that because party. I remember Jamie Walter singing The Worms Go In, The Worms Go Out. I remember all that.
And Casper, you got to, like, for Jenny, it's harder because it's like, she's still just acting with the people she's acted with. Where at least you've got these two newcomers and these major, like, drama.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's JoJo Siwa, host of the new podcast, JoJo Siwa Now. It's time to get real up close and personal. I'm going to be talking to you like I'm writing in a journal. You're going to get all of the tea and all of the scoop. I'm also going to be talking to my friends, to people I admire, to people that are trending right now. So you're going to get like JoJo Siwa Now and like now what's going on in the world. It's going to be great and I really hope you like it. You can listen to JoJo Siwa Now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I loved your hairdo when you had the little butterfly clips in, the baby clips.
And the little pigtails.
The hair is short. The hair's getting shorter.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like it. I don't know. I just feel, oh, what about when Dylan says to Brandon, may the bridges I burn light the way.
Oh my god!
That so much.
That was good.
That scene is a lot.
Yeah, he's like, you got one friend left. Yep.
It's a lot.
I don't know. I mean, if I had a friend that was going off the rails like that, I guess I'd do the same thing. Stay with them.
It's interesting. If you had millions of dollars, what do we decide he's got? 10 million something? 20 million?
I thought
something.
He has no millions now.
Yeah. No, but when he did, and that was your sort of, that was your identity, and then you lose it all, I wonder how you would behave.
But no one is as coddled as Brandon Walsh.
Seriously, that. When he says that, true. I'm like, you live at home.
He said Brenda moved to a different continent to get away from Brandon.
That was weird.
It was to get away from him.
That was just like drug induced mean talk.
Oh, okay.
Like lashing out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is. I don't know. I was saying before, I love the beach apartment stuff. Whenever they're at the beach apartment, I'm so happy. I don't know what it is, but it's just that set.
Because of the robes.
The robes and then like the paint on the walls. I don't remember that paint. I guess we all painted it. Remember the multicolors in a scene with Claire.
Right.
You and Claire, I think. I don't think Kelly was there.
That's right.
But it looks so good. I love it. For like, you know.
Back then, was that like sponging? What would you call that when you did like the paint?
Yeah.
You sponge it with a little hint of gold.
It looks great. And I just love that apartment. I love that set. I love the brightness of it. I don't know.
And it makes you think of happy times, like in real life too. Like, even though I know this isn't real life, but it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that set too.
But all in all, I just feel like I was so on board last season and even the beginning of this season, but I'm just kind of like hitting like a little bit of a lull as far as my interest. And that's so, I don't like this feeling and I don't know what is causing it. I feel like it feels a little predictable. Like I'm not really sure if I can pin it down. But I'm not like so excited and can't wait to watch the next episode.
I'm having like the opposite of that.
Good.
Yeah. I'm in. Doesn't mean I love it all, but I love to watch it all. Like Valerie's bugging me and like, I just wanted her to go to the party and be normal and nice and sweet. And yet she's just in the sexy black dress and going back to Dylan.
Even so I'm when like, she's sweet, it feels so phony. Like it doesn't feel genuine. Yeah,
I kind of like love to hate her.
It was that her character's place on the show, the character that people love to hate, or was there like people that loved Val?
I don't think so. I think you're right. They love to hate her. That's the reason for Val.
Such a great question. Because on social, like on the comments, they do love her. Like they're like, we love the Valerie years. Like, but I don't know that they love her.
I mean, maybe because like, it's spicy and exciting or that element that she brings to it is definitely a good thing, but.
Well, yeah, it's like I was watching it last night. Like I was, did a full, you know, full dinner in bed watching it like, and she gets me kind of
fired
up.
What were you eating, by the way?
I had chicken. Thanks for asking. And a little
bread. I want to set the stage so we can visualize
it. Yeah. In bed, probably a little too messy for the bed. But I was, that's what I'm saying is I was enjoying my whole experience. It takes me back.
It was bread. Let's be honest.
I'm a carbitarian. But like, I don't like her. She's frustrating me, but I love to watch it. And I love the fact that in one scene, we're having so much drama. Like Brandon and Dylan, that's one of it's as much drama between the two of them as we've ever seen with the gun and the anger and the whole thing. And then literally 5 minutes earlier, I am laughing at Claire and David in the fake desert with the green light. And then they're doing it and they miss the UFO. And I'm just like, this is so, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm getting everything.
I mean, I feel like Valerie is a very typical Aaron Spelling staple.
Yes. Like,
sorry, I'm going to date myself here, but going back to like Dynasty, like the Sammy Joe character, which was Heather Locklear, and then Melrose Place, again, Heather Locklear, Amanda Woodward, like that's what Valerie is. She's so that's like the token you bring in, like when things are kind of like, I don't know, you drop one of those characters in.
But they're trying to, with giving us all her story, her background, her parents and all that stuff, they're trying to like make her likable or redeemable or like trying to make us feel something for her. And I just don't, because I don't know what's true and what's not true. I don't trust her as far as I can throw her.
She's Sydney from Melrose Place. I mean, I like the Heather Locklear reference too, but to me that's Sydney.
Yep.
It's like, oh God, we just eye rolled Sydney all the time, but yet I wanted more of her. I was like, oh, this girl. And that's kind of how I feel about Valerie. Like,
because she's going to get worse. Val's going to get worse.
She doesn't ever get better, because I was friends with Tiff, so I didn't see how bad her character was, I guess. Like, I didn't really get the whole, I didn't watch the show, so I don't know. I just didn't understand her role, I guess.
We didn't talk about the scene where Brandon surprises her in the dark, and it's like, oh, really? Like, you went right back to him. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, she's sneaking in the black dress.
Why does he care so much?
And he's like, you see just the corner of his face and he's all.
It's not his sister. I mean, I don't know. That felt weird too. Like that should have been Jim, not Brandon.
But she is what drives him to go over there. I don't think he would have gone to Dylan's without Valerie. Although she's twisted, she was right in saying like, that's your friend and you're not doing anything. And I'm the only one doing anything, which I kind of am like eye rolling, but at the same time, like the point was well taken, even though I think I don't get what she's doing.
Maybe she's like trying to help him in her own way. And that's, you know, she sees like a broken bird like herself and she thinks that she can help him or fix him.
I like all that except for that, like, her motives are weird. I think you're right, Jenny. But yet then she's always going over there for like a quickie. And I'm always like, yuck.
Well, I think she would stay, you guys. I think it's a quickie because that's what he wants. And don't get attached. Like, don't fall in love here.
But she clearly is attached.
So attached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She cares about him already, I think. In a weird way.
As much but as at she the same can time, care, right?
Yeah, but then at the same time, telling people his secrets and causing problems.
The scene bothered me. I think, Jenny, you alluded to it. The scene was troubling when he's all on drugs and like kind of being aggressive with her.
That was
uncomfortable.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
No, it was yucky. My highlight of the episode, though, come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
So that's all you got? Come on, bro.
Wait, I don't remember that.
Steve says it to Dilwig.
No. Oh. Steve and Brandon.
Brandon, sorry.
Because Brandon wants Steve to get Val another shot. Give her another chance. Come on, bro. Like,
Brandon says ain't twice.
Eight. Why?
Ain't.
Ain't.
Ain't?
A-I-N apostrophe T.
No.
He does in the scene with Dylan.
No.
Does he say it twice? No, he says it and then Dylan says it back.
How did he say it? What did he say?
Oh, God. Now I don't remember. Refresh. It was like his big line to him.
You ain't got any more friends left. Something like that.
Yeah, it was like that. And I was like,
I can't even imagine in my wildest dreams that making it through. Wow.
And then Dylan replies back with ain't. That's what it is.
Ain't a word.
And Brandon using it?
That's not very presidential.
I was offended.
Maybe it was the pants.
Come on, bro. What do you guys give it? Everybody's going to be shocked by my rating.
Oh my God. You give it like a 9.
You can't. Amy. You guys, you have to give Amy crap. If she gives it, everyone's going to give you a lot of crap if you give it a high score.
Well, a lot of things were going on. A lot of stuff was going on in the episode. So it does deserve, you know,
9.75.
What? 9.75?
Mm-hmm.
What just happened?
Wow.
She likes Halloween. I had to start the next one. It took a lot of strength.
When she says that, she actually did start the next one. And she probably finished it.
I was ready for a double feature.
What? This is why it's good. I love other people's opinions and like seeing how we, you know, it didn't move me. It didn't move you. But Amy was really into it. So there you go. Everybody has a different take on it.
Is it because we lived through it? Is that the reason here? No, I don't think so. I think it was disjointed. Too many storylines. I don't know.
I loved all that. Loved all.
I give it like a 7 because of the costumes and the effort. And I give it a 7 for effort.
The slap deserved just a whole point for me.
The slap, the gun, all the things.
The jokes. Egging.
I don't know. You guys, oh my God, you're going to be mad. I want to give it a 4.5.
Whoa.
And the 0.5 is just for the Glenda costume because I loved it so much.
Yeah, that was great.
Like,
otherwise it would have been a 4.
A 4. Yeah. I
don't
costumes,
know. 10. Costumes, 10. Episode,
9.75.
Decor, 10.
That's almost a 10. Like, what?
Yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it.
Whoa.
Sorry,
I'm really happy for you, Amy.
Me too. I had a great night.
Even the baby dress as a bunny. Like, you weren't even bored in that storyline?
I had some flags on it, but
where
I was
they
like,
were all just lined up so they could get one shot. No movement. Wait, I'm so... How? How did you...
To each his own.
Okay, you're
it
right.
It took me right back. I could have been right in the sorority just watching.
That's
it.
Here's what drives it. She went to college. We didn't, except on TV. Mm-hmm. So these scenes with sororities and the fraternities, and she loves it. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like literally going to a football game on Saturday and I will not be sure, like, am I at CU or am I at Berkeley? Like, what's happening? Like, it'll take
pretend
me
like right you're at CU. See what happens.
I guarantee you $10 bet. Somebody that I bump into will ask me about you guys. They do every college thing I'm at. Oh, tell them our Dorian Jenny.
I know this is true because I get these texts sometimes. You know, you went to high school with so-and-so. That. I went to college with
And
them.
Every time, like, I'll go into my sorority this weekend because we go there to go to the bathroom, and everyone will say, that's where we watched 90210. Like, it's just, I'll try and take a picture. I think you're not really allowed to take pictures, but I'll try and sneak a picture.
Okay, do it.
So you guys can see. Because we all piled in. I mean, 20 people in a room that should hold 8.
See, we always heard this, but we've actually never seen pictures of it, right?
I'll try and get you a good picture.
People always said, like, yeah, we would be in our dorm room. We would do...
Because, I was just talking about pictures the other day. Like, I don't have... There are not a lot of pictures, like, behind the scenes, on the set pictures. Like, you know, if we all had iPhones back then, there would be tons and tons of behind the scene pictures. But because...
We would be canceled today if there were iPhones back then.
But I think it's just sad to me that we don't have that memorabilia for ourselves. I literally went through all of my pictures the other day in my big giant box, and there was a couple of, like, behind the scenes. See, because you had to bring an actual camera.
Yeah.
Right.
And then go get the film developed. Though?
We had those Kodak disposables. And then we had something called party picks. So when you would have a fraternity party or sorority party like you guys had, there would be a photographer. And they would take photos. And then you would get the proof sheet. And you'd pick out, and I think it was like $1-ish a photo, and you'd order them. And then you could have these party picks. And they would have been, it would have been the photo with a white thing around it, and it would have said like keg Halloween party.
What if people were like wasted and they took photos and then other people
tons
bought.
Of that or,
what if they went and bought photos of someone who was wasted and like blackmailed them? Did that happen?
They didn't do that, but you would totally buy photos of like the guys that you thought were cute. You're like, oh, there's a picture of all the SAE boys, let's get that one. And then you'd like, I think
I
we even
imagine
this
board. That's fun.
Oh yeah, and you had like little photo albums that were the exact size of the party picks. And then like when someone come into your room, they'd kind of like sit on your bed and go through your party picks.
We had Polaroids, like wardrobe had Polaroid pictures, makeup. There were pictures of all the girls.
But those were
I
feel like someone broke into the wardrobe department once and cut up pictures of the girls. Do you remember this story?
Cut them up?
Of Kathleen.
Cut her.
We have to ask Kathleen.
Cut up her pictures.
Like a lifetime.
Someone cut up her pictures, like her.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
Was it her? Maybe she didn't like her pictures.
No, she knows the story. Like to cut Brian up has my told wardrobe me she picture. Has a story. We have to ask Kathleen. Somebody did it.
God. Who would not like Kathleen? First of all, and second of all, who would go to that sneaky weird trouble?
We have to ask. There's some.
That's
story.
A lifetime.
You'll movie. Have to ask him. Ooh.
I'll try and find my party picks.
Amy, you ask him. Go on the oldish podcast. And ask Brian.
No, we have to ask Kathleen. It's her story to share.
Yeah, can you guys get the strike to be over so we can have all these people on?
I know.
Soon. Let's hope for soon.
Yes. Well, that's it for this week. This episode left Amy very happy.
So happy. Happy Halloween. That party was exactly how it would be. That was exactly right.
Well, glad we nailed it in that department.
Yeah. And everybody, happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys dressing up? Is anything happening? Are all your kids dressing up?
Oh, my goodness. They are. They are dressing up. Bo, this is an odd one. So he's 6 and you know, we love the horror films. And even though he's never seen it, I'm going on record, he has not seen it, you guys. So he's dressing up as Jason from Friday the 13th.
Oh, he's going to be so cute.
And he told me I have to be Freddy Krueger because
that's so good.
Jason versus Freddy.
That is so good. I would really love if you guys could be Glinda though and Carmen Miranda.
Ooh. I'll be the cat. I don't.
Amy, are you dressing up?
No, but I'll wear an orange sweatshirt.
Okay, good. Well, that's just,
you know,
super festive.
Speaking of, what I wanted was Casper/Griffin's pumpkin shirt. It was like a black shirt with just a big pumpkin.
When he called Ray Pumpkinhead.
Oh, he was.
What an insult.
Wait, was the movie Pumpkinhead out then? It was. Do you remember?
There's a movie.
Sorry,
Pumpkinhead?
I just got super excited. Jen horror would know. Movie. She hates horror film. Okay, so. There's a famous like horror film called Pumpkinhead. It was like a cheesy one, like like a cult film now called Pumpkinhead. So I think it was in the 80s.
Gives me something to do.
So maybe Chip Johansson that wrote this episode was a fan. I don't know.
Well, I hope everybody out there has a safe and happy Halloween.
Yes.
What's next week?
Next week we have
Intervention.
Yeah. Season 5, episode 9. I'm guessing that means Brandon is going to lead an intervention for Dylan. Yay!
Ready for it.
Yep. All right, everybody. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.